Paul's first letter to Timothy. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire, therefore, that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.
Justice and all our people. We beseech you to hear us, to preserve all women from the perils of childbirth, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to set free all who are innocently imprisoned, to defend and provide for all fatherless children and widows, and to have mercy on all people.
We beseech you to hear us, Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve to our use the fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We beseech you to hear us,
Lord. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we beseech you to hear us.
O Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Christ, hear us.
O Christ, hear us.
Kyrie eleison.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christe eleison.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Kyrie eleison.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Our
deliver us and provide us for our sins, for your name's sake.
given us grace at this time with one accord to make our supplications to you, and have promised that wherever two or three are gathered together in your name, you will grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of your servants, as may be most expedient for them. Grant us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting.